A popular Outcast production.
Mixing up with Mike Carpenter. Yay! Hooray.
Yeah.
I am here with guest Jared. Did I ever say your last name?
Yes.
Jared Kreiner. He's fun.
You need to get an actual intro.
I have like music.
Well, I know, I've heard it. Yeah. But I'm talking like an actual, like, you need to get like Bruce Buffer.
Yeah. What's the guy from Price is Right? Bob
Barker.
Yeah, Bob Barker. You get Bob Barker.
Come on down. Yeah. Like, you'll have him put, you'll just like put, like, you'll like in front of that, you'll just be like, Jared Kreiner. Come on down. And then start it.
All right, so today's episode is going to be movie stuff. Like, movie trivia. I listen to a lot of Doug Loves Movies, so I'm going to steal some Doug Loves Movies games. And Jared and I are decently versed in movie trivia.
We watch way too many movies.
Correct. Yeah, we're pretty sad. So we're going to test that out and see how that works. And if you hate anything about movies, you probably won't like this episode. But then you probably don't listen to my podcast anyway, so... So
if you don't like movies, then I don't understand how you go through the day.
I know, right? So, alright, so I made some topic lists here. Oof. Alright, so I think I'm going to go through the emotion list first before we get into the games.
Before we do anything, can we just not do the ABC game? We already decided that I'm so horrible at that game.
No, we're going to do that game.
Damn it, I'm so bad at it. I'm so good with movies. Somehow, every time we do that, I'm like...
And that's the easiest game, too. That's literally the easiest one.
A movie that starts with A, I can't fucking think of one.
Anaconda.
Yeah. I can name half the actors in that movie. I can name everything that happens in that movie. I've seen it like twice. I can name everything that happens.
We need to get like a bunch of fucking friends together who are movie people and play the Leonard Maltin game. You would love it.
I have a bunch of friends that watch a lot of movies.
Yeah, we should get together and do it sometime. Just drink and play the Leonard Maltin game.
Our three friends from downstate, my three friends from downstate, they all watch a lot of movies.
Anyway, so... I made a list of emotions, and Jared and I are going to come up with the first movie that makes us think of that emotion, and then talk about that movie a little bit, or just make fun of each other. Who the fuck knows? So, the first one I have here is Happiness. What is the first movie that you think of when you think of Happiness?
Super Troopers.
Really?
I'm dead serious.
Really?
That movie makes me so... I can never... After you watch a movie enough times, it gets just like, okay, this is going to happen, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of movies. Actually, there's a lot of movies I could have said, but I don't know why Super Troopers just popped in there, but I always laugh.
I watch that probably about twice a week, because I fall asleep to it. It's on my list of movies that I fall asleep to. And I love that movie.
The movie makes me so happy. The fact that it was made, I can't not laugh at that movie every time it's on.
Yeah, see, I have, like, funniness or hilarity as its own emotion, so to me, funniness... and happiness are two different things.
They're not Super Troopers. Movies that make me to feel happy.
Happy? My movie for happiness is Little Miss Sunshine. Little Miss Sunshine just makes me fucking happy. That movie is a fucking great. I love that fucking movie.
Especially the part where they're like, you can't fly a plane because you're colorblind.
Oh, by the way, there's going to be probably a lot of spoilers in this, maybe. There might be spoilers in this episode for movies that anyone should have seen. I won't give spoilers for movies in the last, like, 5 years, but, like, if it's 10 years old or so and I give a spoiler, fuck off.
We'll just
guess what? Jaws dies at the end.
So. Guess what? It's Luke's father. That's Luke's father. It's Darth Vader.
People go nuts about spoilers and shit. Like, I get, like, it's because of how, like, Netflix works now and shit. Like, it's easy to catch up on old movies and old TV shows. TV shows especially. I don't spoil TV shows.
I read a Cracked thing, and it was the spoilers of movies, but they put it in the poster.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was M. Night Shyamalan presents Bruce Willis as a ghost.
All right, so you want to change happiness, or you want to leave Super Troopers as happiness?
Happiness. I can't.
Because you have to try to separate, like, funny from happy.
So, a movie that gives me, it's a real pick-me-up.
Yeah.
A movie that really makes me happy.
Yeah. Because that's a little bit of sunshine to me. It is, there's some funny parts in it, but it's just a good pick-me-up movie. Like, you watch that movie, and you're just like, God damn, I feel good. Like, what a great movie. Like, that or, like, Wrist Cutters, or, like,
I can't think of one.
Everything's illuminated.
I can't think of... Like, that's a hard...
I don't get happy.
What is happiness?
I hate happy.
Well, if they listen to the last podcast I was in, they'd probably wonder how I could ever be happy.
Oh, yeah, they should. Jesus.
I don't know. I can't think of a movie where I'm just like... Where I just walk around my hands in the air, just so happy after...
All right, we'll put... Well, then... Sadness.
Movies that make me sad.
Movies that make you sad.
Old Yeller.
Really? That's your sad movie?
No, it's just a sad movie.
Yeah, but what's the movie that embodies sadness to you?
Movies that embody sadness. See, I can do funny, I can do anger. I can do anger right off the bat.
I have those.
I know, I just like happy and sad. Is it just movies that you... is it movies that make me very sad?
I'll give you my movie, and I know you've seen it. Chasing Amy.
Oh, it is a sad movie.
That movie is just sad.
It's very sad.
Yep. It's not despair. It's not depression. It's just sad.
Mm-hmm. Ladder 49. Have you ever seen that?
I never saw that. It's a firefighter movie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I never saw it.
Oh, I almost came to tears in that one.
Why is it sad? Like, well, I don't even know what it's about. I know Firefighter.
Okay, it's, yeah.
Backdraft? Is it the sequel to Backdraft?
It should be. It would kick Backdraft's ass. John Travolta.
Mm-hmm.
And, is that how you say his name? Joaquin Phoenix?
Joaquin.
I don't know. Joaquin. What is he? He's a weird name. Awesome actor, but...
his better half.
Yes. The non-hairlet.
Yeah. I love that Family Guy thing. The Stephen King episode.
Yeah. Well, the movie is about, he's a fireman, he goes into a burning building, and then he gets trapped in there.
Alright.
Well, as he's trying to escape this place, it goes through his entire life. Like, it's just random flashbacks. And, like, John Travolta is his captain.
So the whole movie's just, like, series of flashbacks of him?
Yeah, and then he finally... He's like, he's made it to this place where he needs to go in this burning building.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets trapped in there. He opens up this door and fire just pours out. So then he realizes that he's fucked. So he's just got to sit there and wait for himself to die. And it's been this whole amazing story. He's had a nice life and he saved all these people and his wife didn't want him to be a firefighter anyway. And then the whole last like 15 minutes of the movie... John Travolta pulls up in the red car or the white car or whatever, and then they go to his wife's house and she starts crying, and then like the last 10 minutes is a giant funeral in like New York City.
Yeah.
And it's just so sad. And it's such a sad movie.
Well, that's a good one for sadness then. That's acceptable.
Well, because the whole movie is like him trying to get out, and then you think he's gonna do it, and then they're just like, nope.
I guess for those who haven't seen Chasing Amy is Kevin Smith film, starring Ben Affleck, and I always forget what the girl's name is. I love her though; like, I think she's awesome.
Yeah, the blonde girl.
Yeah. Anyway, he befriends this lesbian girl, and kind of falls in love with her, and she kind of falls in love with him. But he's also lived a very, very like sheltered life when it comes to like sexuality and shit, and she's had a very, very vast. Life
open,
like, yeah, just trying to discover who she is, and Anyway, they finally fall in love, and they do a whole bunch of love stuff, and then he finds out something about her past and can't comprehend it, and then they kind of have a big fallout, and it's just a sad fucking movie. That movie just breaks my fucking heart. I love that movie. That movie breaks my heart.
It is a good movie.
Yeah. And, like, it's such a good, like, serious movie, even though it has, like, Jay and Silent Bob in it.
Yeah.
And Bob's fucking, like, little monologue is, like, so heartbreaking to me.
Every time he talks in any of those movies, it's just like, you remember.
Yeah. All right, so third emotion, anger.
I told you this one the other night. The Green Lantern. That movie makes me so angry. Being a comic book guy, and then I have to watch that piece of shit come out on cinema. I just... I was okay with Ryan Reynolds. When I cast Ryan Reynolds, I was like, ah, that's pretty... Okay, yeah, Hal Jordan is kind of a prick.
Yeah.
So, I understand where he would come... Because, you know, because Ryan Reynolds is that smug asshole, but funny. And then I watched the movie, and I'm like, well... At least they didn't screw up everything. At least he was green. Yeah. Like, that movie was and Sinestro was yellow. And that's about it.
Anger, I couldn't decide if I wanted to do a movie that just makes me angry or if a movie that really embodies the emotion of anger. But really the only thing that could come to mind was the remake. They're both remakes. The remakes of Friday the 13th just pissed me the fuck off. Because Jason runs.
I didn't even want
to. And it's awful.
I didn't even want to watch it.
There was that, and there was another. What was another remake that made me, like, just fucking so goddamn pissed off?
Nightmare on Elm Street.
No, I don't even know what it was. I don't give a shit.
That one sucked.
Like, pretty much remakes in general just anger me. Pointless fucking remakes. Like The Omen. Shot for shot remake. Sucked. With lesser actors.
Yeah.
I like fucking dude. I like,
Live?
Yeah, Liev Schreiber. I love him.
Dude's, Sabretooth.
Yeah, dude's a rad actor. He's not Gregory Peck.
No.
No one is Gregory
Peck. I'll hit you with my ring hand.
Hey, what was the girl? Was it Julia Stiles? Who the hell was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, ugh. Ugh. I don't like her at all.
Why is she not pretty? Why can't she be prettier in anything?
The only thing I ever liked her in at all was...
10 Things I Hate About You.
No, I want to say... I can't remember if it was
Is that her?
Yeah. I think the sixth season of Dexter. She's a main character in it.
Huh.
I liked her in Dexter. But yeah, fuck her. Fuck Julie Stiles. But yeah, and then I had a movie that embodied anger for me, but now I can't remember what it was either, so fuck it. So I'm just going to go with Friday the 13th remake and other remakes in general.
Minus...
Fuck them.
The only remake that I've seen of even a horror... let's say a horror movie that I've even enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
Just The Evil Dead was just so fantastic.
I love the remake of Evil Dead.
Chainsaw through the mouth!
Yeah, the face fuck someone with a chainsaw. You can't get better than that.
Pull a needle out of your eye. All slow-mo.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't like that remake.
That's because people are dumb.
That's kind of what I think. Next one. I like this one. Sexiness. What's a movie to you that embodies sexiness?
Hmm.
Sexiness. And there's a few.
Are you in any movies? Because I would say that one.
Aww.
Compliment.
Yes.
You go first.
All right. Sexiness, I have two for sexiness. A, and I don't know why, it's not a sexy movie, but whatever, Black Swan. Fucking.
She's sexy.
There's the idea of that movie to me, like there's certain scenes. Okay, this Mila Kunis to me is like in my top three, like, sexiest females of all time. Mila Kunis is just too much for words. Natalie Portman, super sexy. Natalie Portman's just a good looking broad. She's just rad. There's like the semi sex scenes in that movie, the masturbation scene. And the idea of this woman who is probably somewhat sexually oppressed, you know, living with her mom and that kind of bullshit, and then having these sexual fantasies, something about that to me is just like, that's some hot shit. I'm into that.
What? I've never even seen that.
Never saw Black Swan?
No, I heard it was great.
Check out Black Swan.
I heard it was great.
Everybody said it was great. Like, it's a creepy movie. There's some gross shit in it. Like, it's by all means not a sexy movie, but there's just, like, these aspects of it to me that are just like, I'm in.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Those two are fucking hot in that movie. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, there's that good, like, fucking fight/sex scene.
Yeah, and then them meeting up in wherever the hell it was, the foreign, and she's looking all sexy as shit. Where they meet.
See, I don't think Angelina Jolie does not do it for me at all.
Everybody likes her lips. I don't like her lips.
I just don't like her, period.
All those tattoos that she had in Wanted.
Yeah, they're real.
Those are real tattoos.
Yeah, she has
like
a bunch of tattoos.
That's what I mean. That's weird because it fit with the movie. Just it fit with the movie so well.
A lot of them are hand tapped too. She like goes like Tibetan monks and has them tattoo her and shit.
She was sexy in that movie too.
Nah. Uh oh. Amy is running through with the dog.
She just wanted to be part of the show.
Anything else for sexiness? I had a second one, but I can't think what the fuck it was, and it was a really good one.
I'm thinking of there's all that, like, not Pretty Woman, but a movie that's kind of like that. And I'm thinking of like was it not? What the hell is that movie called?
What's it about? Or who's in it? Anything? Complete blank.
I believe it's Richard Gere is in it. Actually, that's why.
Dr. T and the Women.
Yes.
The sexiest birth scene.
Girl in the gold boots.
Yeah, God. By the way, while recording, trying to think of stuff on the spot is impossible.
Yeah.
Because like we have like a time restraint now. There's like a time. You can't just like sit here and leave blank audio.
We'll remember later.
Yeah, we'll go back. Anyway, next one is fear.
Do you have, like, creepiness on that? Creeped you out? Is that...
Oh, I have scariness later on.
So, just pure fear.
Yeah, just, like, fear. Like, something that you're afraid of, that, like, a body, or, like, that embodies a movie or something like that. Like, a movie that just makes you, like, fucking...
Arachnogoddamnphobia.
That movie?
Yes.
Really? Oh, yeah, you have a weird... Yeah, you have a
bad... I'm terrified of spiders.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, Jeff Daniels, if you somehow listen to this. I hate you.
Oh, I was going to say, mine has Jeff Daniels in it also, but no, it doesn't. It's Jeff Bridges.
You keep mixing those two up.
I know. The names, man, Jeff's. I can't think what it is. It's, he died. Well, he goes in a plane crash and then fucking lives. And he's only, like, one of the only people who live in it. And then he, like, thinks he can't die. So the whole movie's about, like, him fucking, like, facing death and shit. You know what that movie is?
No.
From, like, the 90s. Fuck me. People are going to be yelling at it, screaming it right now. Get your IMDb app out, by the way. I have my phone out. Yeah, get your IMDb app so, like, when we think of these movies, you can fucking search it real quick. Just, like, find, like, Jeff Bridges movies or what the fuck ever. Like, IMDb helps everything.
Okay, no problem.
Helps movie podcasts.
I feel like we shouldn't have said that on the... People are like, they're cheating!
Well, no. Like, when we play games and shit, it'll be a different fucking story. But,
yeah.
Oh, what's that movie called? People are gonna scream it. People are screaming it right now. It's like one word. But yeah, just my obscene fear of death.
Oh yeah,
fucking just
some guy just facing death the entire time.
Yeah, well, it's because like he did have this fear of death in the first place, and then he goes through this whole plane crash thing, and then lives, and so he fucking faced death fearless is what it's called.
Oh,
fearless.
Okay.
And, like, there's a scene where he's just, like, walking on the very, like, the top of, a, like, this, like, apartment complex. Just, like, walking on the edge of it, just kind of looking down, just has no fear at all. And then at the very end, like, he chokes on a strawberry.
That's awesome.
Yeah, well, he's allergic to I forget, well, he's allergic to seeds or berries or some bullshit, and he eats a strawberry because he just has no fear of death anymore and thinks that he actually, like, kind of twists his mind where he thinks he can't die. And then goes, like, anaphylactic shock. And almost dies at the very end, and then he starts crying and has this breakdown. He lives at the end, but, like, he has this, like, crazy breakdown where he almost dies again from such a simple thing.
I'm just thinking about arachnophobia.
Yeah. That's a good movie.
All the spiders coming out of the woman's mouth, like, ah!
Yeah,
I
haven't seen that in a long time. Wasn't John Goodman in that?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Who was the exterminator guy that goes down and, like, starts, like, torching everything?
It might be John Goodman.
For some reason, I remember that being John Goodman.
Chris Farley.
Eh.
I don't believe it's him, but it'd be funnier.
All right, so we're going to split this one up, then. I have some more here, but we're going to split it up and do a game of ABCD's Nuts, which you hate, but I love. And I love that you hate it.
Yeah, I know.
For anyone that's listening to this who also listens to Doug Loves Movies, you will know these games ahead of time. I'm just going to plug Doug Loves Movies, not that I have any affiliation, I wish I did, but Doug Loves Movies is a fantastic podcast. It's Doug Benson and always has like a bunch of fun either comedian or celebrity actor guests, and they just play fun movie games and yap about movies for a while, and it's a fun show. I mean, it's just good for people who like movies and shit and funny people. But this is one of his games. ABCD's Nuts is where you either have a phrase or a movie title or what the fuck ever, and you go through every letter of it and just think of a title of a movie that starts with that letter. It's such a simple game, and for some reason you don't like it.
No, I can't do it.
Yeah, well, too bad. So, we are going to do one for, let's see, what's a good word or phrase? Mixing it up.
Okay.
Do you want me to start?
Yeah, go ahead.
So, M. Madison County. Horror movie.
I?
Yep.
Into the Wild.
Ooh. See, I have X, which is a hard one. I'm going to just say triple X, because that movie on the title is just XXX. It's not...
Yeah, because... what is it?
Another
guy. Could have done X2.
I could have done a lot. Yeah. X-Men. I could, yeah, there's a X-Men. Bunch of them, but...
another I. Inglourious Bastards.
Ooh.
You see?
N. Let's see. No Country for Old Men.
Do I get the apostrophe?
No. So you have another eye. Three eyes in a row.
Okay. I feel like this is a game, if we were to choose Alabama, I would get the A.
Yeah. Bananarama.
Oh, they're so terrible.
What? Oh, Bananarama. Yeah. Stalling. Stalling.
Inception.
Did you say Inception last time?
No, I said Inglourious Bastards. And Into the Wild.
Okay.
Stop giving me eyes then.
Alright, so mixing it. T, Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
Mixing it. Then you.
Yep. There's so up. Many. I was going to say Underworld, but. Up and mixing up. P, Prometheus, which I love.
Yeah.
Which no, got. No. Critics, man.
Nobody likes that movie.
No one's in between on it. Everyone either loves it or they hate it. And I think there's a lot more people that hate it for some reason.
I didn't love it. I enjoyed it very much, though. I didn't think it was like a great movie. I thought it was enjoyable.
To me, if you really hate that movie, it's either you don't like sci-fi, like you're just one of those people that just don't like sci-fi, or like don't like
that's whatever. Like it's like an old school sci-fi movie.
Well, yeah,
it really
well,
is.
Like, but
it,
like people who like love sci-fi movies and blah blah blah, but don't like that movie, I just don't think they got it. I just don't think you got it.
Somebody has to explain to them. It's Alien.
Yeah, it's Jesus. Jesus, religion.
Those white people. They're God.
Yeah. Like I just don't think people like really just enjoy the concept of like finding the origins of man. Like that's the movie's not about aliens. The movie's not about blah blah blah. It's not about this. It's about the origins of man and the origins of life on Earth, and about not so much disproving God or disproving religion, but just finding the origins, finding the truth. The whole movie is scientists seeking truth.
But disproving God was just icing on the cake.
Sure, to me it was, yeah. But I mean, like, it is a movie about people going through whatever it takes to find the truth. Mm-hmm. I like that. When it breaks down, that's what it is, doing whatever it takes to find truth. And like people are like, oh, well, they're for scientists, they make such bad decisions. I'm like, it doesn't fucking matter. That's what scientists do. Like, if someone is a truth seeker, they'll do whatever it takes to find. Yeah. Find the truth, and that's what that movie is. I think it's a great movie.
Then a stupid robot that screws everything up.
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
It's his fault.
I do love him, though, Michael Fassbender.
Yeah,
he's a sexy man.
Mixing it up. Okay,
that's it.
Oh yeah, I was gonna go on with Mike Carpenter, but
oh, we can do it. Fine,
yeah. W. Screw it. We're gonna do
W.
It. Wild Wild West. a movie that I feel like I'm the only person in the world that I legitimately like that movie.
I saw it in theaters when I was a kid, and, like, I enjoyed it because it was just like, holy shit, spider robots in the West. That movie's obscenely racist.
Yeah.
For the record.
Yeah.
And it's just awful. Like, when Will
Smith... It's not awful.
When
it's
Will
awesome.
Smith and, what was the actor that plays the bad guy? You know who the actor's name is? I always forget what his name.
I don't know. I don't remember him anything else, really.
I don't know either. I know he's in a bunch of shit, but whatever. When he and Will
the guy
Smith...
The guy with the horn in his ear, that's the... One dude.
Yeah, when he and Will Smith are just going back and forth jabbing each other, he's just saying racist things, and Will Smith is just saying awful things about crippled people.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is the worst. This is... so offensive. It hurts.
Yeah, but they were funny.
Yeah, they're hilarious. I'm just saying.
That's the point. It was funny. You right, laughed. So, mix up
with I.
Yeah, how's it feel?
Boy.
Sucks getting an eye, doesn't it?
It does. iRobot.
Oh. Only, and we have to only do Will Smith movies.
Oh, God. We could probably do it with only Sam L. Jackson movies, because there's so many.
It's true.
T.
T. The Omen.
Yeah.
I can use that.
All right, yeah. I'll allow it, but that's cheating. So with the H, let's see.
You know what? There will be blood. There you go. Yeah. There will be blood.
I'm in that. I still have H. I'm trying to think of any of the Hellraiser sequels. There's some Hellraiser Bloodline, Hellraiser Inferno, Hellraiser 3, Hellworld. Whatever. Any Hellraiser movie will do for H. I'll take them all.
Okay. For M?
Mix it up with Mike.
My Girl. Yeah. Brought that one out.
Because he embodies... Because that movie embodies me.
That movie... By the way, that movie's sad.
That is a sad movie.
Let's go... I'm going to change my sadness to that movie because that kid gets killed by bees and it made me cry.
That girl went through a really awkward stage, by the way. I don't know what she looks like now. And My Girl, she was a cute... She was just a cute...
Yeah,
like, oh, what a cute, cute little girl. And then... Have you seen My Girl 2?
No.
Oof. Dude, puberty punched that girl in the soul. Just saying. Oof.
I'm thinking of like child.
Another eye, goddamn it.
Well, oh, yeah. Second.
Anyway.
That sucks. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, eye zombie.
Ooh.
Fangoria movie.
Fangoria
original. Or Fangirl possession.
Okay.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
It's so easy.
It's not easy. I suck at this game, and I don't know why.
Tarantino.
No, I don't want to do Kill Bill. I want my own. I want to do Kill Bill 2.
Volume 2.
Volume 2.
And it'd be Kill Bill 1, but whatever.
No, I won.
All right, so E, Aragorn. Because we were talking about it the other day.
Yeah, we were.
Even though I don't know. Have you seen it?
Nope.
Nope, not at all.
We just know that it was made.
Yep. That's a movie.
It was a big deal.
Sure, it was a movie.
And then Carpenter.
Yep.
Ugh.
Oh, my God.
Clockwork Orange.
Starts with an A, but all right, I'll
allow
it.
I'll allow it.
Even though it's cheating, it's A Clockwork Orange.
You're Clockwork Orange.
But A, Arachnophobia.
Yeah.
Boom.
That one doesn't count. That's terrible.
Fine. A Clockwork Orange.
Okay. Acceptable. The sequel to Clockwork Orange.
Another Clockwork Orange.
Fine. Crank. I'll go Crank.
Good. Better. Crank 2 High Voltage.
That one's funny.
I think they're both great. I love those movies.
I like how the second one just got... The first one was semi-serious.
But it's pretty fucking ridiculous.
Yes, but...
I never read the book. I really want to read the book.
The second one, he's just on fire. He's just walking around, I'm on fire!
He is on fire, and there is a giant monster movie scene in the second one.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Like, yeah, when they're at the power plant, where the fuck it is, and they both, like, for some reason, it's weird. That movie is fucking weird, and I love
it. Acid trip right there. As it progresses, it's just, like, further into, like, an acid trip.
Yeah, that's what I love it, though. I love those movies. They're just fun. I hope there's a third one.
Oh, yeah. I think they're making it.
Well, I've heard, but and they're going to use a different actor. Statham's not going to be in it.
Boo.
Well, no, because at the very end, he gets his face burned off, so it's a perfect way to have a new actor.
Oh.
You know, because he gets on fire. And,
still boo.
Oh, whatever, I'm into that. Well, it's like Colin Firth.
The next actor needs to be Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah, to be a black man. I figured it would be, guy from, stupid action movie with carrots. I hate it. Where he stabs people in the face with carrots. He was in Sin City. Dwight in Sin City. Don't stare at me like silently. This isn't video, this is a podcast. You can't just be silent. Whatever, fuck it. Whatever.
Dwight, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Clive Owen.
There you go.
I assumed it would be Clive Owen.
Well, he's in those weird movies too, like Shoot 'Em Up.
Shoot 'Em Up was the movie I was thinking of, because of the carrots. He's
yeah.
He has a carrot thing.
I like that movie.
I hate that movie.
R. We're not gonna. No, I want to stay and shoot him up.
I hate Shoot 'Em Up. It's such a stupid movie.
It's such an awesome movie.
R.
Okay.
C-A-R.
Car.
Hunter.
R.
Man.
I know. I told you I didn't want to play this. Yeah,
that's
suck
why,
it.
That's why I wanted to play it, because you're so bad at it.
I know.
I don't get it, because you watch so many movies.
I know, and I just can't do, like, an R. Are you... I was gonna say, Are You Afraid of the Dark? That's a TV show.
And that starts with an A.
Oh, yeah.
Ruh.
Texting too much.
Ruh.
Ruh. I don't know, it's a Canadian show.
oh, my.
I know.
Let's go finish this whole
Rise
thing. Up. Is that even a movie?
Probably.
Oh, fuck. Pen, P, I was like, what? Oh my god, I was blank too. Jesus.
See?
Yeah, I was just like trying to think of R's now. I had like a whole list of R's for you. Oh, whatever. The Prometheus, Prom Night.
We sucks.
That movie's great.
The remake?
No, the original.
Okay, good. They remade it.
I know, I don't do remakes. Did you not hear my fucking...
Oh, yeah, well, I know. I just... That anger. Movie...
P-E-E.
E.
Enter the Dragon. N.
No. I'm gonna do this.
Too much silence. 30 seconds. I'm getting the stopwatch out. 10 seconds.
Enter the Dragon.
Good. N. Let's... Try to get a good one.
Night of the Roxbury.
Yeah, sure, fuck it.
See, I can do yours.
Yeah, I'll do yours then. We'll switch.
What?
T.
The one that flew over the cuckoo's nest. Bam.
It's not the one. It's just one flew over the cuckoo's nest.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Bam.
I could have sworn.
No, it's one flew over the cuckoo's nest.
Damn it. The Matrix, then.
That's what cheating with those. E, another E. Ever After. Drew Barrymore.
Ew.
Yeah, I never saw it. I just know it's a movie.
Ew, it's bad.
Yep, R. Last one. Thank God.
No, I told him.
Running Scared. Boom.
No.
That's a good movie.
Running Man.
That's the better movie. But fair enough.
See. But if I would have said The Running Man for T, you'd be like, that's cheating.
Yeah, because those are bullshit.
And then I say Running Man. Running Man.
For the record, Running Man. Good movie.
It is. And Running Scared.
Also a good movie.
They're both running.
They're a good movie.
Running.
So enough of that horse shit.
Thank you.
Alright, so back to emotions and movies.
We have lost so many listeners.
Triumph.
What?
Triumph.
Just.
Is that emotion? I think Triumph's emotion. This fucking Braveheart to me. Triumph.
Yeah.
When he yells freedom, motherfucker, you know, your dick gets hard. There's no dicks are soft when he yells freedom.
Matrix.
Really? Triumph?
When they do it, and everybody's just like, yay! And then Zion.
Oh, like Revolutions.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I think like the first
one. Or when they all party in the second one.
Yeah, that was a hot scene.
What's with all the dreadlocks?
Yeah, I don't know why they become hippies in the future.
I don't know, but they all are they're all really jacked.
You know, they're like
shirtless, all, doesn't matter what race or whatever, they all have dreadlocks.
Yeah.
There's so many dreads flying around in that scene. It's cool.
It's a lot of dirty, sweaty, somewhat weird, futuristic hippies.
Yeah.
It's weird.
They're into it.
So the Matrix, you're going with the Matrix movies for Triumph? I'll allow it, but...
It took three movies to get to that Triumph. That's right, why it made it better.
This is different than Sadness. Despair. I have a few for Despair, actually.
Hit me with them.
All by the same director. Do you have Lars von Trier?
Name his movies.
The main one that I think of when it comes to despair is Dancer in the Dark.
I do know that movie.
With Bjork?
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Yes.
It is a fantastic movie.
A long time ago I saw it.
That movie is, it's sad as fuck, but it's more than just sad. It is just like this woman who just cannot get out. Mm-hmm. No matter what. And then she goes to jail because she's framed for fucking murder. And then she fucking dies. And that movie is fucking tragic. That movie is tragic as fuck. all because she just wants to save up money to buy her kid glasses. Or no, she wants to get her kid surgery for his eyes. So
something
he can
like that.
Fucking not be blind when he grows up. Because she is going blind. Like, that movie is awful. It is great, but it's sad. That and then another movie by Lars von Trier, Melancholia.
I don't know what that... I can only assume what that movie is about.
Oh, it's about the end of the world.
Oh, really?
Yep. There turns out there was another planet behind the sun.
How do we not see that?
It's always on the opposite side of us.
Oh, okay.
It's just always been there. And for some reason, it's... I don't know if an asteroid hit it or something, whatever. It is on course for Earth. So it's just the last days of Earth until this other planet crashes into us. And just follows this one family and this woman with kids and shit. And it's inevitable. Like, the beginning of the movie is just, like, showing this other planet flying towards Earth. And then at the end of the movie, the planet hits.
Ugh.
And they're all just sitting on a hill. They're all just, like... She's just sitting there with her kid. And she's... it's the main girl is... oh, I actually don't like her, Kirsten Dunst. But I love her. And she's fantastic in this movie. And it's just her sitting there with her mom. And... I think her child, all sitting on a hill, just watching this planet just grow larger and larger and larger and larger until it just engulfs our planet. And they're just sitting there, she's just sitting there bawling her eyes out as this planet. It's just like this like 5-minute scene that's all silent with just like nice music and just like her crying, trying to shield her child from watching the Earth about to end.
All right, well, I'm going to tell you, it is despair. I'm going to tell you mine, but then I'm going to have to explain it.
Mm-hmm. Let me swallow this beverage here first.
Very, very much so.
Because I'm sure it's going to be ridiculous.
Face Off.
Oh, God. Why?
What's the opening scene of that movie?
It's been a long time.
His kid gets plugged right in the dome.
Yeah?
Nicolas Cage shoots his kid right in the head, aiming for him. And he's got to sit there, and it hits him in the heart, too. Well, he's sitting there holding his child dead. That's the opening scene of Face Off.
Oh, I don't remember that at all.
He's just sitting there holding his dead child. So then the rest of this movie, it's all him. Mostly it's all him just chasing after the guy who killed his son and how sad he is. He's so.
But didn't he kill his own son?
What?
He shot his own son? Or the other guy shot his son? Like, did John Travolta shoot Nicolas Cage's son?
No. Nicolas Cage shot Nicolas Cage's. Well, they were on a merry-go-round and he's going to take out John Travolta. And. He misses. Well, he doesn't miss, but when he shoots, the thing just turns correctly. So his kid's head turns. It turns straight into the bullet.
So Nicolas Cage shot John Travolta's son
right in the face.
Gotcha. So I don't remember who's who in that movie. I don't remember.
Well, because then they swap.
Yeah, I know. So like,
technically, John Travolta's the good guy.
Okay, but like, since he gets Nicolas Cage's face, then whatever. So through most of the movie, John Travolta is the bad guy, but it was Nicolas Cage's character.
And then they just bring it back over the entire movie, that lingering, absolute despair he has over the fact that his child's dead. They bring it back.
How'd the movie end?
The boat scene.
I don't remember the movie at all, so just who wins?
John, the good guy.
The good guy wins?
Yeah.
Does he get his face back?
Yep.
Okay.
Does he
get his kid back?
Yes.
What?
Oh.
Oh, he gets her kid.
Yeah.
He gets the girl.
He gets
the daughter.
No, it's a boy.
Oh, I thought who had a daughter? Didn't someone have a daughter?
Yeah, they did. She's older. She's an older daughter.
I remember like that weird Chris Blade switchblade.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's her older daughter. Well, they
Sticky Twist or whatever you say.
Mm-hmm. And then she's in it against him.
Yeah. I hate that movie. That movie's dumb as fuck.
No, it's not. You're gonna have
to watch it again.
Bad feedback.
All right. Good. I think it's my last one, because last one I've written here, but I had another one before it was, but anyway, death. Death is an emotion, but death is something. What movie makes you think of death? And plus, like, with your last episode, maybe you have something.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know.
Or sad.
Just, really, any movie that has just death.
Yeah.
Really. Any movie can make you think of death, really.
Yeah, every movie makes me think of death.
Let me see.
Finding Nemo. Oh, God. Despair. No. That movie is filled with despair. That is a despair.
And high turtles.
Yeah.
Very, very high turtles.
And Up. God.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, the first 10 minutes or whatever, how many 7 minutes of Up are just fucking heart-wrenching. God.
Sitting there, and she ain't there anymore.
But she had a miscarriage.
Yeah, well, that too.
They had a fucking miscarriage in a Disney movie.
That's okay.
Oh, it's so sad.
The rest of it's so happy, though.
I'm going to say The Fountain, even though I mentioned it last episode, but I don't give a fuck. I love The Fountain. The Fountain is my number one favorite movie of all time.
Really?
Yep. I love it. This is a movie about coming to terms with mortality.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole movie. The whole movie is...
It has a very good movie.
It's just accepting the fact that you will die someday. Mm-hmm. And that everyone you love will die someday. And you don't know when any of that will happen, but you just have to accept it. And it's just to me, because that is my thing. Like, that is, like, in my brain, that's, like, the number one thing in my brain, is I'm going to die someday, and I don't want to accept it. So that movie helps. But I cannot watch it without having a panic attack, I can't watch it without crying, and I can't watch it without feeling awesome afterwards, though.
That embodies a lot of emotions for you.
Oh, dude, that movie's an emotional roller coaster for me. I watch it, like, I try to watch it at least twice a year.
Is that it?
Yeah.
I'd watch it more.
Nah, if I'd watch it more, I'd probably, like, go nuts.
I would kind of like to see you absolutely batshit crazy.
Oh, yeah? You probably will if you hang around long enough.
Like crazy, like some of the people that come to the bar.
Oh, you want to see me go nuts?
Yeah.
It'll probably happen.
That's awesome.
I don't doubt it.
Be like, hey, you see that crazy guy over here? That's my homie.
Yeah, I'll just, like, fall into a puddle of acid.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
But anyway, so do you have a death one?
Not really, just any movie that has death in it makes you feel...
Yeah, but every movie has death in it.
Yeah. Most movies make you think about death.
Whatever. Alright, so we're going to take a quick break because I'm going to go smoke a cigarette. Because I can't quit smoking cigarettes.
It's your fault.
I know, I'm awful.
Kind of my fault.
And then we'll be back, and we're going to play Build a Title.
Yay!
Which you do enjoy, and I enjoy it.
It's not, this episode's not going to be so, I don't know anymore.
Yeah, well, it might be with me, because you're better at Build a Title than I am, but, and we'll be back after this.
Quick commercial break.
Yeah, and then my stupid whisper commercial, which everyone hates. Hey guys, I have a secret for you. If you go to popularoutcast.com and click on the purple banner for Amazon and clear your cookies first, you can go to amazon.com and buy all the fucking shit you want. And we get a little taste of the profits. Oh god, the profits. We'll make so much fucking money and we can buy new microphones and buy new cars and buy a cruise ship and live like fucking kings. So help us out. Click the fucking banner. We love you. Bye. All right, so we're back. Hot damn.
Hot damn. Sweet Jesus.
All right, so we're going to play Jared's favorite game, Build a Title. Again, for those who don't watch, who don't watch the podcast, Doug Loves Movies, because it's an audio podcast, but if you don't listen to Doug Loves Movies, you don't know what Build a Title is. Build a Title, I'm going to try to think how to explain it easily. You think of a title of a movie, we name a title of a movie that has an easy thing, whatever. You just either build on to the end or the beginning of the title with other titles of movies that fit in. So,
and usually we take plural words like the word days will change to day because that doesn't...
That's cheating. No, we don't do that.
That's not cheating? Damn it.
Yeah, that's cheating.
Oh, okay.
But you can use sounds. You can use like sounds. Like if it ends in day, you could be like...
Or is it like with the word the? We'll just drop the the.
Well, yeah, we will drop or the a. Or a. Yeah, we can drop that kind of shit. Drop, what are they? Not pronouns, but whatever those are for adverbs. Well, I don't know what those words are. I'm not English. Fuck English.
I don't know.
So, the first movie I could think of was House on Haunted Hill.
Are we going now?
I was going to say, do you want me to start? Do you want to start?
Well, you came up with the title, so.
Alright, so you can start then.
House on Haunted Hills Have Eyes. Part 2.
Yep. House on Haunted Hills Have Eyes Wide Shut.
I said part 2, though.
Oh, did you say part 2?
Yeah, I said
part 2. Oh, you son of a bitch. Fuck. Alright, House... Okay, so what? House on Haunted Hills Have Eyes Part 2. And you need to get your stopwatch out here, so once I... Can't think of anything for long enough. Countdown from 10 seconds.
Okay.
I have one that ends in house, but it's going to be hard for you to build on top of that one. So I'm trying to think of one that ends, or that, yeah, that begins with two. Oh, fuck.
10 seconds.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck it, I'm gonna fuck you then. House on Haunted Hills Have Eyes Part 2 Wong Fu. Thanks for everything, Julie Newmar. Fuck you.
Is that a movie?
To Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar?
Yeah.
You never saw that?
No.
That's a great movie. It is three drag queens go on a road trip. The drag queens, Patrick Swayze.
Oh, yeah, I have seen that. Yes, I have.
Patrick Swayze, Wesley Snipes, and John the fucking Leguizamo.
Yeah, I have seen that. I'm sorry. I just never knew the title of it. I just always...
Yeah.
I just seen it before. I just
yeah, it's called, yeah, To Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar.
Well played.
Right? Fuck you. So you can either like start one with Mar, like,
yeah,
you know, and that I can think of a few of that, so there's easily playable, or still okay. So what's the full thing so far, just so we have it here? House on Haunted Hills Have Eyes Part 2 Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar.
That sounds like an awesome movie.
That sounds like a great movie.
A Haunted House.
That was mine for that.
Yep.
So, A Haunted House on Haunted Hills Have Eyes, Part 2, Thanks for Everything, or 2 Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar. Alright, so let's see, Haunted, we'll scrap A,
yeah,
and just do Haunted. What ends in Haunted? See, I don't think anything, that's what I was going to do, A Haunted mm-hmm. House, but I don't think anything ends in Haunted.
Well, I had nothing for Mar, right?
So I have a few.
Alright.
I tell you what, I'll let you drop the S on the last of this one, just because.
Okay.
So, okay, so... oop, my phone locked.
Do you already have these pre-planned?
No, I'm just using my phone to have House on Haunted. This is just a list here. By the way, we are not cheating. There's no IMDb right now. Like, we are not cheating this bullshit. Okay, so... A Haunted House on Haunted Hills Have Eyes, Part 2 Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Mars Attacks.
Ooh. Ooh.
You can drop at the S off attack and just start with attack.
Okay.
Which I have a few of. A Haunted House on Haunted Hills Have Eyes, Part 2 Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Mars Attacks.
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Nice. I was going to say Attack the Block, because I think Attack the Block would have been easier.
Yeah.
Have you seen Attack the Block, by the way?
Is that the one with Simon, or with that, not Simon Pegg?
The other one.
The other one. No, but I've seen, I know what it is.
Before, I'm sure there's someone's going to remake it eventually, because for some reason we can't watch British movies in America either, let alone fucking, something like a foreign film where it's like in like Spanish or some bullshit.
I just gotta go to the foreign film section of Netflix.
It's British. They speak English.
Yeah, I know.
That movie, I'm just saying, it's going to be remade eventually. Watch it before it's remade. That movie is fucking fantastic. I mean, it's not sci-fi. It's kind of a monster movie. I think technically it's sci-fi because it's aliens and shit, but, like, it's barely sci-fi.
Is it kind of like At World's End?
No. It's...
Which, of course, our theater didn't get because it sucks.
I know. God, yeah, our theater.
Makes me sad.
Not the movie.
It made no money, though.
I heard it not too good.
Amazing critic ratings.
Yep.
But no money.
Did great overseas, just didn't do good here because, again, we can't watch people with accents.
Yep.
Fuck. But... Anyway, so what was yours, Mom?
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. So, fuck you.
Yeah.
Starts in tomatoes.
Yeah.
Or tomato.
Or O.
And what does that begin, or has to either end in haunted?
Yep. Or start with tomato.
Jesus, fuck you.
You can drop the S on that, too.
I already have it. I'll make it easier for you also, because I have a couple different ones. Okay, so, oof. This is going to be a long one. A haunted house on Haunted Hills Have Eyes, Part 2, Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie, Mars Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. Shit. Oh, I had the wrong one. Fuck.
Yes.
I was thinking Mo. I was going to say Motel Hell, but no, it's not Mo, it's Toe. Fuck. Two. You're gonna probably start your thing here pretty soon. Just give me a second here. Toe. What starts in toe? Or mayto?
All right, I got 10
You're
seconds.
A dick.
10 seconds. Yeah. Well, the object is to win.
I know.
3 seconds.
Tone deaf. Is that a movie?
Probably not.
No.
And
no. Got it.
Ha.
Okay, so A House on Haunted Hills Have Eyes Part 2, Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie, New Mars Attack of the Killer Tomato, Total Recall.
Ooh.
Suck it.
Woo. Ooh. So, so I got Recall and Haunted.
Yep. Either starts in Recall or Call.
Yeah.
Which, that shouldn't be, I mean, that's not easy, but it's not like, at least it's not like fucking
I just gotta
tomatoes,
take it. Yeah.
You dick.
That's okay. Call.
Yep.
Hmm.
Yep.
Oh, Call of the Wild. Bam.
There it is.
Bam. So we got A, Haunted House on Haunted Hills Have Eyes, part...
Thanks for Everything, Julie, New Mars Attacks of the Killer to May, Total Recall of the Wild at Heart.
Ooh.
Nick Cage.
Yeah, I know what it is. I know what it is. Don't you quiz me on Nick Cage, no ways.
David Lynch?
Everything before 2000, I'm okay with. First couple movies in the post 2000s.
That was my other anger one. Fucking the goddamn remake of Wicker Man.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch. Fucking with Wicker Man.
The Beast! Yeah. The Beast! Okay,
Wicker Man is one of my favorite.
Oh, I love that
movie. I'm gonna say it's one of my favorite horror movies. It's one of my favorite musicals. It's one of my favorite anything. That movie is fucking perfect.
The original Wicker Man was so good.
By the way, fun movie news here. The original cut, which was lost forever, apparently there was some weird film collector dude who has, like, the fucking original prints of the movie, because there's a bunch of shit that was cut out and lost. Yeah. They're now transferring it into 4K, and there's going to be the original, I forget what it's called, it's just called, like, Wicker Man, the original, blah, 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 and the director is now, like, just, like, so fucking happy. Because the guy's old. Did you see the sequel to that? The Wicker Tree, by the way? He did a sequel last year.
No.
And he's going to do finally finish off the trilogy. The sequel's great, too. The Wicker Tree? Fantastic.
Swear.
But anyway,
At Heart is the last.
Yeah, so it either starts with Heart or ends in Haunted, which is probably not going to happen.
Yeah, At Heart,
There's a movie called The Haunted, but that's pretty much bullshit.
Yeah. The movie's not that great.
I never saw it.
Meh.
Good for me.
Good for you.
Heart. I'm trying to think if I can think of one that starts with Heart.
Or just Art.
Oh, okay, yeah, got it.
See? I hate you.
Oh, I thought I got one for Heart, too. God damn, I'm good. Alright, so we're gonna get my stopwatch out here.
Is it Hearts on Fire? Is that a movie?
Hearts on Fire?
Yeah.
If you can't think of an actor, it doesn't count. Or at least something about it to solidify.
Oh, I'm pretty sure I've seen that. No, I'm not gonna.
I have a few.
I'm so not happy. All right,
Getting my stopwatch here. 10 seconds. Let's see. Stopwatch. And 10 seconds.
Okay.
I think I won.
Oh. No.
One. And
I hate you.
Hearts in Atlantis.
Oh,
Hearts of Darkness.
Damn it.
Art of War.
Oh.
Woo.
Oh, Wesley Snipes movie. Wesley Snipes movie. God damn.
That was a good round, though. I'm pretty proud of that. Okay, so what we have at the end there? A Haunted House on Haunted Hills Have Eyes, Part 2, Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie, Mars Attack, The Killer to May, Total Recall, Call of the Wild at Heart.
Yep.
God damn.
Let's make it.
I like it. Actually, I'm going to write that down eventually because I want to remember that, but I'm not going to do it now because that'll take way too long to type out.
All right, hit me with another one.
Oh, you want to do one more?
I want to do a couple more. We got this.
Yeah, but we have. Okay. Do you have IMDb up?
No. I have my timer up.
Okay. I have my timer up, so you get IMDb up. It's going to think... All right, so while we're thinking of a title to do this with, House on Haunted Hill was a good one, because it had a good ending and a good beginning. That's the hardest part about this fucking game, is trying to think of movies to start with.
Oh, yeah, like I told you earlier about Sky Captain and the World Tomorrow.
Which is great.
Me and a guy had a real long one.
What, do you remember what it was?
Oh, yeah, let me think. I told you right when you got here, too.
Yeah.
Into the Wild, Hunt for Red October, Sky, Captain of the World of Tomorrow, Never Die Hard, Two to Tango, and Cash, Back to the Future Part 3.
For the record, that's incorrect, though, because Die Hard 2 is called Die Harder.
We looked it up. It's just the moniker. It's just what it says on the...
It's not actually called... Like, on IMDb, it's not Die Hard 2, colon, Die Harder.
No. I think I'm almost positive.
Okay, so I thought it was.
I had my guy look it up.
All right. Well, I'll allow it then. All right. I just have one. I have one. So we can do Angels in the Outfield. You think you can do one with, like, ends in Angels or starts with Outfield?
Angels in Outfield of Dreams.
That's what I was thinking. Yep. Let's say what starts with Dream... Dream. I want to say Dream Theater.
great band. I wanted to say Of What Dreams May Come.
Yeah, that's why I want to say that too, but that's.
That doesn't work.
That's definitely cheating.
Do you like that movie?
What Dreams May Come? Yeah. I actually love that movie. I think it's a good
Thank
movie.
Thank you. I always told my one friend hates it, and he hates that I like it.
You should probably stop being friends with him. Alright, so what is it again?
Angels in the Outfield of Dreams.
Angels. City of Angels in the Outfield of Dreams.
Dark City of Angels.
Nice.
Yeah.
Great movie.
Yes.
I still haven't seen the director's cut, though.
No, it's a screwed up movie. What's that guy's name?
The guy who's in it or the guy who directed it?
The guy who's in it.
No clue.
I just know he's in a lot of movies.
Yeah, I haven't seen that movie for 10 years.
Oh, it's such a good movie.
All right, so what do I have here? Dark, ends in dark, or starts with field?
Yep.
Or no, dreams.
Dreams.
Alright, ends in dark. Shit. I want to say, Are You Afraid of the Dark? Oh, what's, Guillermo del Toro movie just came out. Don't Be Afraid of the Dark.
Okay. I was going to say Alone in the Dark.
Oh.
I would have said Alone. But Don't Be Afraid, okay, so Don't Be Afraid of the Dark City.
That's going to suck.
Yeah.
Ending with Don't.
Yeah.
Sorry. Don't Be Afraid of the Dark City of Angels in the Outfield of Dreams.
So I got dreams and don't.
Yeah, yuck.
Ah,
sorry.
Dick move. Dick move.
Ends and don't.
Or starts.
At least ends in the sound of dough.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what that would be either.
Yeah.
Oh, I do. I have.
What? Stop that. It makes it so much worse.
Sorry. And it would really fuck me over hard. Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. That's all I'm gonna say. Fuck it.
Wait. That ends in dough?
Yeah. But and what starts with dreams?
Yeah, it's...
Oof. Or dream.
Yep. Dream. Dreamscape.
See, I was thinking that. I couldn't remember if that was a fucking movie
or not. It is. It is. Somebody popular is in it. It's like one of those guys is in it. Yeah, Dreamscape is a movie.
Sure?
Yeah.
Look that up real quick.
100%.
You're 100% sure?
Yeah, well, because it was always on IMDb, and I always wanted to watch it, but I was too lazy.
See, I thought, isn't that the little old, is that the old movie with, like, little mini alien things, or what the fuck it was? Little mini monsters or some bullshit? I remember a movie with a poster where it just has this, like...
Dennis Quaid's in it. There you go.
Okay, yep. So, okay, cool. I couldn't remember if that was a movie or not.
Yep, I knew it was a movie. I just couldn't remember who the big-time actor. It was in 1984.
I'm not going to say Dreamscape from New York, because I think that's cheating, but I want to. I want you to know I want to use that, but I'm not going to.
I was thinking that, too. I'm like, what's he going to do, escape?
Yeah, I have a couple. Oh, I still have one for the beginning, too. Oh,
okay.
So I'm going to try, because the one from the beginning will really fuck you up. So I'm going to try to think that ends in scape, or ape.
Or cape.
Oh, yeah, it's easy. Cape Fear. Boom, Cape Fear. I think that one will work well. Okay, so we have all together here. Ends in dream.
Don't be afraid of the dark city of angels.
In the outfield, of dreams. Yeah. Escape.
Yep.
Or no, I just had escape. Angel in the outfield of dreams, escape.
Fear.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Fear of the Dark. That's a movie, isn't it?
Fear of the Dark?
Yeah, it is a movie. Yes, it is.
Is it?
Yes, I watched it. Yeah, sure? It's kind of crappy. It's got the kid from Air Bud in it.
Oh, so I thought that was Alone in the Dark.
No, there's Fear. There, well, there's a lot of there's Fear of the Dark. I remember watching it. It has some weird cowboy.
Some other Dark? Oh, he's Dark City again. Got it. I don't give a fuck. No, fine. I'm going to start the Commando. Command, don't be afraid of the dark.
Ooh.
City of Angels in the Outfield of Dreamscape, Fear of the Dark.
Nice. So something that actually could...
You know, what we're going to do from now on, every time we go to the bar, is just play this game. We're just going to play this game all fucking day.
Who cares?
Yeah, I'm cool with it.
Everybody can fuck themselves.
So it starts with Dark, ends in Commando.
Urban Commando. Yes! Yeah! Hulk Hogan movie wins!
Eat it! You're so happy?
Yes.
Oh, God.
I don't know why I just pulled Urban Commando out of my ass like that. I have not watched the movie in a long time. That movie's awesome.
That's fun. Right, so ends in Urban.
Yep.
Starts with Dark.
Yep. Or wait, let's go through the whole thing again, please.
Yeah, okay. So, Urban Command, don't be afraid of the dark city of angels in the outfield of dreamscape, fear of the dark.
Yep. A lot of darkness.
God, we should... This is good.
We should write.
We're good at this shit.
Yes, we are.
Okay, so starts with Dark. I don't want to use Dark City again, but it is allowed. You're allowed to reuse titles. Fuck. All right, so what ends in Urban?
Yeah.
Let's see if I can chew with that here.
The Herbs. Remember that movie?
The Herbs?
Yeah.
The Burbs.
The Burbs, yeah.
The Herbs. It's about plants. It's about spices.
Yeah, I love The Burbs.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
I can't remember who's in it. I just remember it's an awesome movie. Oh.
I have one. It's kind of cheaty, but I'll use it. It's allowed, technically.
Okay.
I'm just going to go Hunt for Red October. Ooh. Because it ends in her.
That's good.
Hunt for Red October, Urban Commando, to be afraid of the dark city of angels in the outfield of dreamscape, fear of the dark.
Okay.
Jesus.
Yeah.
This is like Simon Says. I remember the little Simon game where you tap the fucking things in order.
Dark Skies.
Dark Skies? I like Dark Skies.
Yeah.
All right.
Different twist on a regular old alien movie.
Yeah.
Really creepy movie, actually. I remember that movie.
I'm just going to go Sky Captain.
Dark Sky Captain.
Yeah, I don't want to, but I might. Skies,
though. Skies, not Sky. I feel like that.
I can't singularize.
I don't know about that one. Because it does change the actual
type. I'm sure there's a movie called Sky's the Limit, but I don't know if there is. So I won't use it. Skies. Oh, wait. What did it begin with again? What did we start with here? Before Commando. Urban Commando. Hunt for Red October.
Yeah, Hunt.
Ugh. What ends in Hunt? Oh, you have one?
Yeah.
Fuck you. Oh, yeah, because you were just buying this. Yeah.
Yep, because I had it.
It was a dangerous hunt with Helen Hunt.
Yes, that's it.
Helen Hunt for Red October. Hunt. Something Hunt. Fuck. Ends in Hunt or starts with what?
Skies.
And okay, starts with Skies, ends with Hunt. I want to say Skies Like Us, but that's such a... That's cheating. Shit.
It'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
We would go forever if we could do that.
I think this is probably going to end it here. Give it a countdown for 10 seconds.
10.
Well, no, I mean, like, not like that. Don't fucking...
I'm just saying it.
Impossible. Skies. Skies. Eyes. What starts with eyes? Eyes. Eisenhower? Is there a movie called Eisenhower? 10. Yeah, fuck off. All right, fuck it. You win.
I'm just... I would have accepted Wild Hunt.
Did I say Wild Hunt?
No.
A Dangerous Hunt is what I said. Okay.
I would have accepted Eyes of the Beholder. I believe that's a movie.
Yeah, probably. Fuck. I can think of a lot of movies that end in eyes, but I can't think of movies that start with eyes. Jeez, that was a long one, too.
Yeah. What did we end up with?
Oh, fuck.
Hunt for Red October, Urban Commando,
don't be afraid of the dark
city
Yeah, Dark City of Angels in the Outfield of Dreamscape, Fear of...
The Dark Skies.
Yeah. Christ.
Yeah. I only want more.
No, I'm done. No more of that.
You're done?
That'll be hard for people to listen to, three of those. All right, so...
That's right.
Actually, I'm gonna, I think I'm going to just fucking end the episode here, because... I think any more will be too long.
No, because Amy said we couldn't go until 7:30.
Well, Amy can fuck. It's 7:24.
That's close.
I still have to plug all my shit.
That's true.
All right, so there you go, guys. Movie trivia with Jared and Mike.
Yeah.
This is a movie. We can do another movie episode someday.
We need to get... I feel like we should get more people for the next one.
So I'd love to. I mean, I'd love to... You should go down...
I should go with you
down home, yeah, and get a bunch of people together and we can do this shit, because I have some... friends. I have some podcast people in here that
Have
recognizable voices for people also, so.
Yeah, you get me in there, because I obviously know something. Yeah. One or two things about... I can get
every guest I've had on this episode all together.
Oh, my God. That's a lot of... Yeah. Hey, it's like five people.
It's like six, yeah. Yeah. Whatever. All right, so...
Bring it on!
Do you have anything you want to plug? I know I asked this, but...
You
have a real job and a real life, so...
I think I'll just... do I have any... can I plug the Best Bowl again?
Best bowl in Seattle Grove? Yep. Seattle Grove Best Bowl.
Seattle Grove Best Bowl. It is the best bowl. All
right, so I didn't plug anything last episode because I was stupid. So I'm going to plug... actually, I have a bunch of... I'm going to do another Podpre episode here pretty soon because I have some voicemails I want to hit up and some other shit. But thanks for leaving me voicemails, guys. Anyway, if you guys want to leave me voicemails... call my Google Voice number, the official number of Mike's, mix up Mike Carpenter, blah, 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 whatever. So it's 702-POD-CUNT. That's 702-P-O-D-C-U-N-T. Call it, leave me voicemails. I love them. I'll play them on the show. Also, if you want to message me any kind of feedback, that kind of fun shit, message me on Facebook. Just search Mixing Up with Mike Carpenter for what the actual Facebook thing is. If you want to be private, you can send me an email at mixinguphmikecarpenter@gmail.com. Also, add me on Snapchat. I love Snapchat. I have a lot of you people on Snapchat. We Snapchat each other. It's a fun time. My Snapchat name is MIUWMC. You add me. I don't even have to add you back. Like I have mine open, so you can just add me and we'll be friends and it'll be fun. What else did I have? I have anything else? Oh, iTunes, man. Rate, go on iTunes if you like my show and rate me and review me and subscribe on iTunes so more people can find this. Because the higher, pretty much the more reviews you have, the higher, like, shit you have, the more people will see it because it'll be higher up on lists.
Not to mention, I find that on iTunes it's a lot simpler to find all of your stuff.
It really is.
It's got all of his episodes listed right there.
Yep.
And they're all free.
Well, yeah, it's all free. Also, if you want to go to Mixing Up at popularoutcast.com, that's just like my site. That's my webpage. So you can leave comments on there. You can find my links to my Facebook, my iTunes. Also, follow me on Twitter, at Mike's Shit. That's Mike's Shit.
Two S's.
Yeah, two S's. Yeah, MikeSShit. No underscores, none of that bullshit. Just, follow me at Mike's Shit, and we'll have a good time. Anything you send me, whatever, send me stuff, I'll put it on the show, I'll read stuff. I don't give a fuck. Send me music, I don't give a shit. Just do whatever you want to do. That's all I got to plug. I'm plugged.
Maybe they could send us ideas for the next movie episode.
Yeah, send lots of ideas, send whatever you want, send any kind of feedback, I love it. So...
Because this movie episode was more or less just thrown.
Oh, this is kind of last minute.
Yeah, thrown together.
I haven't been home. I need to get some guests around. If you want to be a guest, let me know. Because then if you want to drive here, I'll drive to you, whatever. We'll find a way. I have a couple of guests I want to do, but they live far away. So
drive here.
Yeah, drive
here.
You're
lazy.
Yeah, if you're from Philly, you want to drive 6 hours.
It's not six, is it?
I don't know. It's a long time.
Three and a half.
But whatever. Anyway, so this was the episode. Thanks for listening. Hooray!
Bye.
Yeah, I really need to find a way to, like, end these episodes properly also. I don't have an intro or an outro.
No, you need one.
Yeah, I don't want one. I don't like it.